The snow is almost gone. It is truly spring, I think. You know, it's still not May yet. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's talk about spring and spring cleaning and the renewal and, oh, it's a great time of year. So let's talk about it right here, right now on the Corner of Truth and Life. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and in our series of podcasts and radio shows, we're recording this after Easter, and it's the end of April, and the snow here in Maine is melting away. Now, I still have a couple of banks of snow left under the eaves of the house and the garage. But most of it's all gone now, and that's a good thing. I love the snow, I love winter, and then when it's over, I'm ready for it to be gone until next year. But of course, as the snow recedes, it's revealing a mess. There's the leaves that we didn't get raked, especially as the snow came early this year, back in November, and we hadn't gotten everything cleaned up completely when the snow first hit and gave us ground cover for the rest of the winter. Then there's the moles. Oh my goodness, the moles. They had a party in my lawn, and I have more molehills than lawn left. Oh, very annoying. And then there's just the, you know, everything that was in the snow, the stuff that got pushed off the driveway or off the road, the branches, all that. So there's a lot of cleaning to do, and the garden beds, especially the flower beds, you know, there's all the dead plants from last year. So anyway, you know, this can be a busy time of year, and then of course the house too. We can start opening it up, and we've let the fire go out, and it's time to be able to start open the windows some days, and so it's that spring cleaning time, and we've already started to work on doing that spring cleaning where you kind of just, you know, the winter, I don't know, something just happens. We have a wood stove, so of course you have, you know, the dust that comes with wood stove, but just, you know, you've been coming in and you've had the snow boots and all the stuff, especially with the kids, you know, there's all the snow gear and so you just, the house, I don't know, it just gets kind of closed up if you're in these winter areas where you have a lot of snow and cold. And so when spring comes, there's a reason for spring cleaning. It's time to be able to start getting stuff out. It's easier to take stuff to the dump or all that. And so that led me to think, and of course then we celebrated Easter, where we celebrated Jesus dying and then rising again. And it's a very appropriate time of year, I guess, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, to look at renewal with the resurrection, because, you know, already my rhubarb's coming up and the flowers are starting to poke up through. Some of the things are already sprouting. And so I wanted to kind of reflect on that idea of renewal today. So let's take a little thought of that in a deeper way. One of the things, I got thinking about this just a couple days ago as I was raking out one of the flower beds that my wife maintains. And part of what I've had to rake out, and this is true down on my rhubarb patch, which I'm a big rhubarb fan, is that the remains of the previous year are there. And we're going to need to work on our raspberries and have to prune out the dead canes from the previous year. In the garden, even though we did pretty much harvest everything, we still need to rototill up and get rid of the remains of the previous year. And again, with the dead leaves, the dead grass, the dead plants that we have to clear away as the new stuff comes up. In a couple places, there were some leaves still stuck in the ground, and the new stuff came up through it. And then it made it hard to take the old leaves out because they were, you know, the new stuff was kind of poking it through and holding it in place. And so as I was, you know, just, that's what you do every year. It's nothing big. It's nothing profound. Just, you know, that's what you do every spring, is you rake away and clean away the old dead stuff to make room and prepare for the new growth. And if you have fruit trees, you may need to prune them. We have to prune the blueberry bushes. And as I mentioned, the raspberry patch needs pruning and clearing away of the stuff that it's time for it to go. But then I just got thinking, maybe it's because of the stage I'm at in life and the situations that I find myself confronting these days, both with people older than me and people younger than me, is that this is a cycle that we should be probably even more comfortable with than we are. And yet even talking about, even some of what we're going to talk about right here may make us a little uncomfortable. Because, well, death is uncomfortable. And we don't like it, which, why would we? Why would we like death? Because it's so inconvenient, and it stalks us, and then it ends us. And it takes people away from us. And so we don't like it. I think it was, I want to say Emily Dickinson, that said, "Dying is all we know of heaven and all we need of hell." That we don't want to know anything more than that and dying about hell. And I think that's one reason why spring can be so exciting to us, in that it is this feeling of new life and renewal and fresh starts. That if you live, as many of us do here in the north, where after the dead of winter, the life of spring, you know, the air warms up and you can just smell the life in the air. And then you start sneezing because it's pollen, but that's a different thing. But this idea of kind of overcoming death. But here's kind of the dark thought that occurred to me as I was reflecting on this. That as I'm raking away the dead leaves and raking away the dead plants to make room for the new stuff, this new stuff that's sprouting up, I will be raking away next year. Because it's going to sprout out and it's going to have its season and it's going to go. And I think, again, part of why I'm thinking about that is because I've reached kind of that age where I have teenage children and elderly parents. My dad's already passed away, but my mom is closing in on her 80th birthday. And I see the normal changes that come with having that many birthdays. At the same time, I have my children who are, you know, we're looking at driver's ed and talking about the impending adult life that they're getting closer and closer to. And here I sit in the middle of it. And I'm not presently facing those types of changes. I'm not approaching retirement. I'm kind of in the middle. I guess sometimes they call this your prime. Oh, I don't know. I sometimes feel I'm a little past prime. But my next birthday will be 50. And so I look ahead and see the older generation passing. And I look behind and I see the younger generation rising. And it's almost like I'm witnessing spring. But it's not my spring. But I'm in the middle of it because I'm seeing the old passing, not past yet, but passing, and the new rising up. And realizing that, you know, and I think all of us, if we are in a stage where we are looking at our own parents, of knowing that, well, we're next in line. And so you get an increased awareness of the fact that we are passing things on and raising up new. And there's a renewal. And again, having Easter recently, further, for me, I guess, heightens that as we celebrated Jesus dying and then rising again. And that leads to yet another thought, because so often I think one of the reasons that we struggle with God and we struggle with coming to God and coming to Jesus and surrendering our lives is because we really are attached to our lives. I know I'm attached to mine. And the younger we are, the longer our lives seem. And so the more we feel like we would have to give up. And we don't want to give up our thing. And yet, as we look at the cycle of life happening in our springtime right now, it should remind us of the fact that renewal is part of the deal. And death is part of the deal. And of course, Jesus said when he came, he said, "I have come that you might have life and have it in abundance." And the promise of Jesus is that we no longer are so constrained to these few years we have on earth. We're not constrained to a single season. You know, my rhubarb, I'm excited for it to grow, and when it grows, I will, you know, harvest, and we'll have pie season. And then just like last fall, the frosts will come, and my rhubarb plants will die. And they'll come back the next year, but the season ends, and there's no more raspberries to pick, and there's no more rhubarb to cut, and the blueberries are gone. And the garden is frosted over. And that is the normal cycle of Earth, but that is not what we as humans have to be constrained by, because God has offered us more. It's called eternity. And it's eternity that is no longer marked by these seasons ending in death. And that's what the resurrection, that's what Jesus coming back from the dead gives us, this idea that death no longer forms the end of the cycle. And while our physical bodies, they will decay and go, but a day is coming when even that will be reconstituted into a new form that will no longer be stalked by death, will no longer be subject to this cycle, will no longer have to be at some point swept away and raked away. And that's called the blessed hope, something that's better and greater. And yet so often we want to put that off. We don't want to consider it now because we feel we have so much living to do. And yet, sometimes we don't. We don't know how quickly time runs out. And that's why the writers of the Bible, like Solomon in Ecclesiastes and different ones, said, you know, when you're young, remember. Before life runs out, remember God. Don't turn away from him. Because now's the time, and the writers of the Gospels and writers of the New Testament said, now is the time of salvation. Take care of this now. It's good to take care of life and death in the spring. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.